Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A nursing facility with hundreds of residents, hundreds of staff members. And all of a sudden, it is determined that the management of the nursing home is going to presume that they all have tested positively for COVID-19. That's just going to be the approach. That's going to be how they proceed. So how does that work? How does that make sense? I'm not really sure, but I am very confident that our first guest, Dr. Amesh Adalja, is a specialist in infectious disease as well as critical care. He joins us now on the DISC Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline to help me as well as you make sense of all of this. Welcome back, sir.
Thanks for having me.
So is that a good approach? Does that make sense?
I do think it makes sense, and it is a reasonable approach, because what you know is that there is a large-scale outbreak in an enclosed population at a nursing home, where we know everybody is susceptible because there's no population immunity to this virus. And it is, I think, prudent to think about everybody being exposed and likely everybody being infected and to act that way and change operations that way. Because there's not enough testing to be able to test everybody rapidly, and there's so many exposures there that it's just, I think, an easier assumption to do it that way to be able to operationally move forward.
So then that's almost a different approach, because in so many cases, what we hear about is the need for testing. So it sounds like in certain situations, we don't necessarily need testing to move forward in terms of developing a plan.
Right, because we know that there's been many exposures there, and cases have passed a certain threshold, which lets you know that there are likely going to be many cases that are not going to that may not have been tested, but have clinical symptoms that are compatible with it. Many, we know that there are people who don't have any symptoms at all. All of that would play into a decision to think of it as something that is a foregone conclusion. And we've done that before when we had measles cases. Sometimes they don't test everybody to determine that they have measles if there was close enough contact and enough suspicion to believe that more people were infected.
When we hear that a facility like this one has taken that position and is moving forward along those lines, what then becomes the procedure? Does that mean that certain things kick into place? I mean, because I think sometimes people hear that and it sounds like they're throwing in the towel, but that's not what I'm under the impression they're doing at all.
No, I don't think it's throwing in the towel. I think it's now you're just assuming that everybody is infected so that you take the appropriate precautions with all the residents in that nursing home, with the staff, so that you have a very high index of suspicion if anyone gets sick, if this is caused by the coronavirus, that you don't spend time trying to determine whether or not they have the coronavirus. You're just assuming that this is likely what's going on there, and that you basically put those procedures in place for all the individuals that are at the nursing home, instead of being very selective about it, just because you've got so many widespread cases that you just need to take that assumption that they're all exposed in every patient encounter is a risk for transmission of the virus.
So, and I apologize for going off topic a little bit here with you. So when you look at where we as Pennsylvania stand, I mean, our numbers, while they have continued to go up, they haven't gone up by leaps and bounds. How would you assess whether or not social distancing is working and whether we're making progress in Pennsylvania?
One thing I look at is not so much the case counts, but looking at the hospitalization rates. And we're seeing hospitalization rates go up, for example, in Allegheny County, but not really be unmanageable. And I do think that some of that has to do with the fact that there is social distancing in place for many parts of the states for some time, and in all parts of the states over the last several days. And that will be reflected in the fact that there'll be less case counts. This outbreak isn't going to be homogenous all across the country. Not every place is going to have an experience like New York and New Orleans. Each outbreak is going to be influenced by the idiosyncrasies of that specific region. What are its demographics? Who are the first people that got infected? When did social distancing go into place? So I do think that Pennsylvania has fared, at least in southwestern Pennsylvania, fared relatively fair, relatively mild so far. That doesn't mean it's going to be that way forever, but it does mean that we're probably unlikely to have a New York-style outbreak, but we still need to be prepared and still need to continue to be on the alert for this virus. And hopefully if New York passes through its apex, you will start to see people looking at some of the social distancing recommendations, and you may see some relaxation of them in the weeks to months to come. But it's still not over yet, and we still have to be prepared at our hospitals, make sure we have enough ventilators, ICU beds, personal protective equipment, and staff.
The other conversation that seems to be growing across the country is disproportionate rates of infection among African-American communities, Detroit, Chicago, parts of North Carolina. As I understand it right now, Pennsylvania does not necessarily track based on ethnic background. Do you think we're going to see more of a push to track that information to see what other information can be gleaned from a pandemic like this?
I do think it's important to try and collect as much data on the patients as possible. It helps with us understanding what this disease is doing in different communities and in different populations, as well as helps us understand the severity, what the risk factors are. And I do think that with many infectious diseases, you sometimes do see disproportionate impacts on one demographic group versus another, and sometimes that does track with race. And I think it is important to make sure that we get the resources to the places that need them the most, and the only way you're going to do that is with data.
And at the end of the day, Doctor, I'm guessing that washing your hands, all of those things that you guys have been telling us all along, haven't changed. Those are still the bottom lines.
Right. We don't have any specific tools against this virus. It's all very basic, common sense type of stuff. Social distancing, washing your hands, not touching your face. That's basically what we can do, right now. And it is working.
And do you have a last question before we let you go? What are your thoughts on potential medications and vaccines on the horizon, that we should still kind of stay the course and let those things stay in their own lane? What is your sense of that?
We are rapidly trying to study many different types of antiviral compounds. There are clinical trials going on right now in Pittsburgh. There are that are enrolling in Pittsburgh. We're in phase one clinical trials with three different vaccine candidates. So all of that is progressing, but they're not going to be around for the appreciable future. You're going to really see antiviral therapy probably in weeks to months, and vaccines really 12 to 18 months in the best case scenario. So we're going to be fighting this virus on our own for some time.
All right. Perfect. Thanks so much. We always appreciate your insight. We appreciate you indeed.
Thank you.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.